AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump says he doesn't need to have daily intelligence briefings. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Trump says he's leaving it up to the people being briefed, generals and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, to decide when he needs to be briefed.
You know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day for the next 8 years.
On Fox News Sunday, the president-elect says he will rely on the people around him.
If something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice.
Trump says there will be some very fluid situations, and in those cases, he might be briefed more than once a day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A blanket of snow will cover the Great Lakes and the Northeast ahead of an expected dip into Arctic cold temperatures. Chicago Streets and Sanitation Commissioner Charles Williams says crews are putting in long hours because of snow.
We will be out all night long ensuring that whatever falls this afternoon is gone. And again, it'll be a normal school start, normal start to the work week.
The wintry weather mostly moved out of the plains overnight, leaving parts of Minnesota with up to a foot of snow and pushed into Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. Jury deliberations have started in the case of a man charged with second-degree murder for fatally shooting retired New Orleans Saints star Will Smith after an April 9th car crash. Correspondent Kevin McGill has more from New Orleans.
Cardell Hayes insists that he only fired on Will Smith after he saw a gun in Smith's hand and hearing what he thought was a gunshot. Hayes's testimony pretty much contradicts what the prosecution has been saying all along and a great deal of the evidence. No one else has put a gun in Will Smith's hand at any point during the confrontation that led to his death on April 9th.
This is AP Radio News. Members of the public will be given 8 hours Friday to pay their respects to John Glenn as the late astronaut lies in state at Ohio's Capitol building.
A spokesman says John Glenn will lie in repose in the State House Rotunda from noon until 8 under a proposal set for final approval Monday. A public memorial service has been scheduled for 2 o'clock December 17th. That event will be open to the public, but tickets are needed. They will be available through the Ohio State University's website beginning Thursday. Glenn was the first American to orbit the Earth. He also served as a combat pilot and a U.S. senator representing Ohio for more than 2 decades. I'm Shelley Adler.
The German-Austrian drama Tony Erdmann has swept this year's European Film Awards, winning 5, including for Best Film, Director, and Screenwriter. The awards were handed out this weekend in Poland. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.